Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 83. Staying clear overnight tonight with a low around 62. A slight chance for some scattered showers on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 88. And some scattered showers into Saturday night with a low around 61. Sunshine with a high nearing 90 on Sunday and clear skies with a low of 66 Sunday night. Sunny and 95 throughout Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Cleanup efforts continue in the Great Bend area after the severe storms that hit the area on Sunday evening earlier this week, with many homes and businesses being destroyed, including the First Southern Baptist Church.
And as soon as the storm started to lift, we decided, let's just try to get home. And I just always drive past the church, no matter what I'm doing in town, just to check things out. And we're driving north on Harrison, and we look over, and like half the roof is just kind of gone. And my family's just taking it all in. We're just a little shocked. My first thought is it's a building. There was nobody inside that I know of. What's going on in our community? What's going on around us? How is everybody else doing in our church? You know, widows, single moms, all that kind of stuff just kind of starts popping into your head.
That audio from Cake News. As of earlier this week, still roughly 1,500 individuals were without power. But the community says no one has been reported injured and everything else can be rebuilt.
New Fords are arriving by the truckload, but most dealers are still overcharging. Rusty at Ford wants your business, and we're putting our money where our mouth is. Every new Ford is priced to sell with discounts of up to $10,000 below MSRP. Rusty at Ford has discounts on every new F-150, Expedition, Escape, Edge, Explorer, Bronco Sport, Ranger, and Mach-E below MSRP. Or buy your new Ford from Rusty at Ford with financing as low as 0.9%. APR. Inventory is growing and Rusty Eck Ford is discounting. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford with discounts of up to $10,000 off MSRP. Come see the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Plus tax and fees, discounts off new Fords in stock. Exclusive Bronco, Raptor, and Trevor. Mach-E 23C083, MSRP $77,990. $1,100 discount, $8,900 rebates. Sale price $68.09. 0.9% APR financing for 36 months on select models upon Ford credit approval. Payment of $28.18 per month, 2,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined and subject to prior sale. Expires 7/31/23.
A new survey is open to the public for residents of the Manhattan and Riley County areas, with members of the community concerned about how the county may use certain parts of the land over the next 15 years. WIBW reports that Riley County has created a new planning process that will help direct the growth of the land and the use of the land over the next 15 years with the new comprehensive planning survey that's open to the public and is set to close on Friday, September 17th at 5 p.m. According to county officials, they say the survey will take roughly 5 to 10 minutes to complete, with a chance for open-ended responses at the end of the survey. According to the county, they're also partnering with the Planning and Development Department, where they will mail postcards with the survey information randomly to 350 county residents. In a statement, Amanda Webb, the Riley County Planning and Development Director, said, quote, "We are hoping for detailed feedback and a free flow of ideas. Our duty is to help realize the goals and address the needs of people in the county. This is a great opportunity for people to weigh in and tell us what they want the land to be used for." Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Kearney, Nebraska has announced that they are still making progress when it comes to their plans for their new community, 209,000 square foot sports complex. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, it's according to the city manager and the facility manager, it will be known as the Kearney Sports Complex after being approved back in 2021 for the $34 million project that will include four sports services with turf, hardwood, a track, and pickleball courts.
It was taking all of that information, kind of compiling it, but then also realizing that what our population is too and where we're going to be able to pull our users from.
That was Lauren Brandt, the facility manager on KSNB Local Channel 4. The organization has proposed a fee structure to the city council after conducting research on similar facilities and developing plans in order to fund and maintain the sports complex. They say right now that the prices are lower than what most most venues are across the nation. Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Washington County Fair is in full swing and continues through Saturday. Friday's activities, the Dairy Cattle and Dairy Goat Show, Livestock Judging Contest Friday afternoon. Carnival games and inflatables will be featured Friday and Saturday evenings on the grounds. The livestock auction Friday evening begins at 7. Saturday night's parade downtown begins at 6 o'clock. This year's theme, A Pipeline to Your Dreams. Trevor Klipp is Washington County Fair Board President.
Yep, so we have a jam-packed next couple of days here at the Washington County Fair, starting off here with this evening with the beef show, and then followed by tomorrow, the dairy show Friday morning, and then our big main event is the livestock premium auction Friday evening at 7 o'clock is when the sale starts, but then we welcome all the past and future premium buyers to come to the social hour and buyer's meal ahead of time, starting at 5:30, which is going to be held just on the south side of the Gold Barn. So all livestock buyers are welcome to attend that. 5:30, around 6 o'clock time frame, we're going to be starting that with the sale to start at 7. And moving right along Friday evening, we do have our putt-putt golf and then inflatables all sponsored by the Fair Board. So that's going to be open to the public for all the kids of all ages with inflatables, something fun to do for Friday evening. And then Saturday, starting off with our round robin competition in the morning, and then rounding off Saturday evening events with some more inflatables sponsored by the Fair Board, along with the putt-putt golf. And then another main event is going to be that evening, the parade downtown starting at 6 o'clock. And then for activities back at the rodeo arena, we're going to have our team sorting here in the horse arena for our main event Saturday night, along with Phil Vandell, who's going to be our live music performing here on the fairgrounds for us. And that's going to round out the Washington County Fair. So once again, a jam-packed schedule, but we look forward to seeing everyone out here. It's one of those things that it's truly here for the public, and we appreciate all the views from the public for all the kids' hard work that's done throughout the whole year. It's hard to showcase it all in just one week, but there's a lot to see at the Washington County Fair. Thank you.
Trevor Klipp will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. 4-H youth during pre-fair judging. Recorded interviews that will air throughout the day again today. Plus, we'll have live reports with Stacy Mayer from the Washington County Fair late this afternoon and this evening, with results available throughout the day as our coverage continues Saturday. Axtell Community poured concrete for a new fitness center. The fitness center is being built as a community effort, and construction on the building slated to begin soon. Recent rounds of severe weather, including hail and high winds, have left many Kansans with damage to homes, vehicles, and property. As residents recover, homeowners may be filing a claim on their homeowner's insurance. The Kansas Insurance Commissioner's Office can assist with problems filing claims or communicating with insurance providers. Marysville Area Community Theater presents Fiddler on the Roof this weekend, their 40th season for performances. Show Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30, Sunday matinee at 2 in the Marysville High School Auditorium. Tickets available at the door. John H. Jack Cooney, age 69, of Lincoln, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Lincoln. Private family burial at a later date. Kinsley's of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Jack Cooney. David A. Bridges, age 82, of Washington, passed away Thursday.
Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, noon until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for David Bridges. Harold Bargman, age 93, of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Sunday, 1:30 at the Emanuel Hermannsburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 4 until 9. Family will see friends Saturday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Harold Bargman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Polish sausage, seasoned mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed vegetables, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, a pork chop, muffin, coleslaw, and tropical fruit. Key NDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny and cooler today, with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight, with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Saturday, otherwise sunny and warmer, with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And some rain early Saturday night, then staying clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Sunshine on Sunday, with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night, with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Temperatures warming up quite a bit throughout Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the mid-90s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. Still staying sunny by Tuesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Clear skies continue throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. Still staying dry and sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And partly cloudy Wednesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 91. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 70, and the record low, 48. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:18. And it's 66, overcast this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 21st of July. KNDY News time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Golda, have you heard the news?
What news, Yenta?
There's going to be a play. It's about us.
I heard. MX is presenting its summer musical, Figure on the Roof.
Yes, the show will be Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m.
Tickets will be available at the door. The house opens 30 minutes prior to curtain for each performance.
I hope we'll see you there.
A new leader in the AL East, and here come the Cardinals. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. The Orioles, who successfully rebuilt, tangled with the slumping Rays in Tampa Bay. Both teams tied for first in the AL East. After a Colin Cowser sack fly in the top of the 10th gave the O's the lead, Felix Bautista snuffed out the Rays.
Bautista fires. Lau on the ground. Frazier throws to Gunner. Gunner to first, and they get a double play! The Orioles pull a double play, and Felix Bautista wraps it up.
The call on WBAL, 4-3 the final. The Orioles now top the AL East. The Cardinals took a six-game winning streak into their weekend series with the arch-rival Cubs. Top three, Cards right fielder Jordan Walker with a man on.
He delivers, and that ball is hit hard to left field. That's deep, and it's gone!
The call on KMOX. Cards run their winning streak to 7, brushing off the Cubs 7-2. Team USA is in New Zealand to open defense of their Women's World Cup Championship.
All eyes remain on Team USA. They are the clear favorites to win it all. They are here looking to not only defend their title from 2019, they're looking to make history with a three-peat. That's back-to-back-to-back World Cup wins. It's something that no team, men or women's, has ever been able to pull off before.
ABC's Maggie Rooley, the Americans open tonight against Vietnam. The Washington Commanders are officially under new ownership. NFL owners approving the $6 billion sale to a group led by Josh Harris, who's ready to take the reins.
We understand that we need to win championships, create a positive impact on the community, and create incredible memories and great experiences for our fan base, much like I had as a youth growing up in Washington. Today, I want to leave it here. To our team and the incredible fan base in Washington, a new era of Washington football is here.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advancing to the state tournament at El Dorado Saturday, 11 a.m. Marysville victorious over El Dorado on Thursday, 6-5, and to Great Bend, 9-5. Again, the Marysville Juniors, top seed in the state tournament, in the championship Saturday, 11 a.m.
Beat the heat and get your drink every Friday at CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfort. Purchase 8 or more gallons of fuel and get a free 32-ounce fountain drink all summer long.
Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center reminds employers that the experience, dedication, and training a veteran has to offer can be invaluable to your business and their future. Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Cook Welding and Repair knows veterans make excellent employees. They have discipline and a drive to get the job done as efficiently as possible. The skills these men and women possess will be an advantage to your business, so hire a U.S. veteran today. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville, proud to support the military. Alfea urges employers to hire a veteran. These men and women are disciplined and may be re-entering the workforce for the first time in years. Let's thank them for serving in the best way possible and offer gainful employment to help them transition. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. It is Friday, July the 21st. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's the Steichlein Report.
Things seem to be moving pretty slow on the farm bill. They're having hearings out in the country, and a lot of the senators especially like to hear what farmers are saying about what they need in the farm bill. And I'm hoping the farmers are out there saying we don't need much different than what we got today. This farm bill's working pretty good, in my opinion, but that's just one old boy on the farm. But I kind of like what we've got, and I always get nervous when those folks in Washington start messing around with what we've got, because they are good at messing things up. And so consequently, if we can leave it like it is, we'll be a lot better off, in my opinion. However, there's some things that some people want to do. And one of the interesting things is Senator Bozeman. Now, he's been a good spokesman. He's a Republican. Good spokesman for agriculture on the committee. He's the committee ranking member, by the way. He will not sign off right now on anything on the farm bill unless it includes more money for one of the programs that I think is the best for wheat. And we'll have to wait and see what kind of process he's going to come up with more money, because they're saying it's going to be very, very difficult to have any kind of increase anywhere. We'll have to wait and see how all this turns out, folks, but I got to tell you, it's a pretty important deal for the future of the economy of this country if it's totally banned. See you on the next Steichlein Report.
And let's look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network for this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Proper planning for how a farming operation will move from one generation to the next is valuable. The director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, discusses upcoming conferences in north central Kansas that can help producers understand what they need to do.
Transition should be a very topical thing to talk about, and we are excited to just keep building momentum of how to have these conversations, how to move forward in this process, and how do we just get the process started of talking about transitioning the farm. And so if we have 15 years, that's a really good time frame to start planning and plan well. We do not necessarily want people to wait till their last day to make these decisions. And so how can we start the transfer process early and not wait?
Multiple topics relevant to succession planning will be covered.
So we will really talk about succession planning. So that will be from Dr. Hansen. Really dive into succession planning, the difference between succession and estate planning, and the importance of succession planning. Next, we will have an attorney talk about how to protect your assets. So even though we want to differentiate succession from estate planning, an attorney's role in this process is really integral in making sure that we're legally following through with what we're planning. Next, we will have an accountant talk about kind of the tax implications, managing that after-tax wealth. How do we make sure that when we go through this process, we do recognize those taxes or what we are putting ourselves out there for? And then lastly, we will talk about what are the resources in the state of Kansas that are available to the farmers and ranchers.
Having local presenters is important to Westerhold.
The thing I like about these localized conferences is that we are actually having an attorney there who works in that area of the state. So you should be feeling comfortable to reach out to them so that we're not using an attorney that covers the whole state or an attorney that is more of an educator. We are using attorneys that are practicing professionals that could be able to help you in the future. Additionally, our accountant also has local base, so we are going to use a KFMA economist, which are tax preparers, and they help across the state, and there are localized units.
That was the director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, with event information about where people can learn more about succession planning. Find more information by going to www.agkansitions.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Making household items do double duty is a smart way to stretch the monthly budget. We will share some clever uses for coffee filters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, July 21st, the 202nd day of the year. Novelist Ernest Hemingway was born on this day, and in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. One of our favorite things is finding double duty uses for common household items. Have you considered all the ways paper coffee filters can be used? They're often less expensive than paper towels, and they leave no lint residue when used to clean glass. Add a few drops of essential oil, and you've got homemade dryer sheets. Enjoying refreshments outdoors? Push a straw through a coffee filter, and you have a clever cover for keeping bugs out of your drink. And parents love using them for divvying up snacks. They're perfect for serving pretzels or popcorn, with no cleanup to worry about. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 67. Very pleasant again today. Highs in the middle 80s. Then a gradual warm-up through a pleasant weekend will lead to summer-like hot temperatures near the century mark all of next week.
He's on the road after finishing up their home series against the Tampa Bay Rays and the Detroit Tigers, as game number one of the three-game series is set for tonight with first pitch at 6:05. Kansas City is coming off their three-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays at Kauffman Stadium, where they went 1-3 for the series. Also with their four-game series against the Detroit Tigers, also going 1-4, winning game number two at 11-10 for that final score. After this series, they head back to Cleveland for another three-game series against the Guardians. Kansas City still struggles at the bottom of the AL Central, sitting 28-70 for the overall season right now. The Yankees are also at the bottom of the AL East, sitting 50-47 and 22-24 on the road. Cleveland is sitting number two in the AL Central at 47-49 overall and 24-22 at home. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Marysville Junior Legion baseball team advancing to the state tournament at El Dorado Saturday, 11 a.m. Marysville victorious over El Dorado on Thursday, 6-5, and to Great Bend, 9-5. Again, the Marysville Juniors top seed in the state tournament in the championship Saturday, 11 a.m.
KNDY.
Been weeks now, thanks to you. The ghost of broken promises you made haunts every room. A hurting heart can't get no rest round here. I lie awake and wonder how your conscience can be clear.
Close your eyes.
Now listen to me. I got a woman that's in love with me. She give me loving like it's supposed to be. She's wide open, she don't hold back. She's gonna get me with a heart attack. If it kills me, I don't mind. I'll be smiling all the while I'm dying. My baby's loving is oh so fine. My baby's loving is oh so fine. I love the way she can't let me be. You know she starts kissing, talking sweet to me. She's a-walking around in them high-heel shoes. She got me doing anything that she wants me to. And if it kills me, I don't mind. I'll be smiling all the while I'm dying. My baby's loving is oh so fine. My baby's loving is oh so fine. My baby's loving is oh so fine. Well, the way she dresses drives me wild. Baby's got a unique style. She got me eating from the palm of her hand. She makes me feel